This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in. It is B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I'm Toby Altizer in for J.P. Finley today alongside Brian Mitchell. B. Mitch, what's going on Monday?
I am chilling, brother. Had a long weekend.
Yeah, we got to get into that in just a second. But first, we got to welcome back Landfill. He is back, so good to have him back in the fold.
Landfill, where did you go?
I'm going to guess nowhere.
I went to my house.
I saw you and Greg hanging out one day.
Yeah, we did go to Chili's. We got some mimosas just for you, B.
Sounds like a good day.
A little strange right there.
So Landfill's back, and everyone else decided to abort ship.
Damn,
so
Landfill, you ran everybody away.
I guess so.
We got Ben Strober in today, filling the role of White Brian and Jeff. So credit to Strober. Going to have a good show today. But we got to start, B. Mitch. I saw that, you know, JP and you were going to the wedding on, what was that, Saturday, and I was expecting to see a nice sunset cruise picture, which we didn't get because apparently your flights got canceled.
So JP and I got out of here on Friday, go over to the airport, 58 minutes before the flight, they canceled the flight.
Oh, man, no way.
They never sent anything about the flight was delayed or whatever. And you know what the airlines do these days? They say it's weather. Because if they say weather, then they don't have to really reimburse you for much. Well, as I sat there and I'm watching all these other flights take off, so they just canceled their one flight, I guess, at 5 o'clock, whatever, or it was at 3:56, going to Buffalo. Then we were going to drive over to Erie, which is about an hour and something from there. So we decide, we have to figure out how we're going to get there. So we try to get on the next flight. Oh, that flight's booked up. How about the next one at 10? Oh, it's booked up too. We can't put you on a flight in the morning that gets you to Buffalo at 4:30. I say, well, that'd be rather stupid. The flight, the wedding is at 4.
Yeah.
So CoMode is our guy, so we decide we're going to drive. It told us 5.5 hours. So JP drove from... Well, we dropped my car off at Congressional, and we took off. He drove to Breezewood, and I drove all the way through, drove in. We still were able to get there and hang out till like 1 something in the morning, just talking.
Yeah.
Shooting the breeze with Louise, telling Ruth the truth, you know?
I like that, yeah.
It was fun. We got there.
That's the main thing, right? You were able to get there. Now, I got to ask some questions on this road trip.
Yeah.
Who's in charge of the music? What are you listening to?
Actually, on the way there, we actually were listening... Barstool, there's this guy on Barstool that he's a golf guy. He posts a lot of stuff with golf. There's like a golf podcast. And people just eat him up, you know. So he flies people out to Arizona, and he plays them in golf.
Oh, was it this Hater series or whatever?
Yeah, that's it. And so we just basically listened to that, and the passenger was able to look at it while you're listening to the speakers. And he was... They just talk about his swing. But my whole thing is he is whipping your ass Yeah. You, like, they had this one guy from New York. He was 100% New York, okay? He was loud. He talked trash the whole time. I don't think the dude hit a fairway the whole damn, the whole 18 holes. And this dude beat him 7-6.
Jeez. So that's not even close.
So basically, he's up 7 with 6, right at after the 13th.
That's hard to do,
B-Mitch. After the 12th hole, it was over. And then he goes, well, I'm not going to give him any credit. I'm going to start talking trash now. He claimed he was a 2.6 handicap.
People claim a lot of stuff.
I guarantee you that dude didn't break 90 in that round.
That's terrible.
So we watched that, and when we got there, Erie is a different place. So you ask people in Erie, Pennsylvania, you say, how you like Erie? They say, we love it in the summer. That's all they say.
So you went at the right time, then?
Hell yeah, because Cody's wife, dad, was talking to me, and he said, they talk a lot about the lake effect snow. And he said, yeah, we got 2 feet one day. And as we were talking, he mentions 3 feet. And then, just in a casual conversation, he mentions 7 feet.
No way. Seven feet?
Wait. I say, hold on, back up. That was in a day? He say, yeah, about a day and a half, we got 7 feet of snow.
Oh, my goodness.
It was all the way up the door. They couldn't open up their house door.
That's incredible.
I said, why would you live here? He said, we got a house. We got a place in Florida now. So they go to Florida during the winter, and they stay up there during the summer.
Well, and that's when they recite their line. It's great during the summer, right?
Yes.
I mean,
crazy. It's a rather interesting little town, but, I mean, it's pretty. It's pretty as hell. I would not want to be up there in the winter, though.
How was the wedding overall?
Overall, the wedding was fantastic. It was great.
A lot of fun?
It was great. Cody was nervous as hell, man. Let me tell you one thing. So Landfill. You know, Cody is really high strung. So this dude here,
extremely high strung.
I wake up and I went to the club in the hotel, and I'm up there eating breakfast. I look outside and I see a guy. I said, "Look like Cody." He goes by one time, goes by two times. Now it's the third time, fourth time. So I'm like, "What the hell is he walking to?" So I finally go downstairs. I stop. I said, "Man, you nervous?" He said, no, not at all, not at all, not at all. He started talking fast as hell. His hands are shaking. He walked 4 miles that morning. I got to get my steps in.
Just okay. Pacing.
When we finally get down there and start taking pictures, we can't get him to stop doing, and he's just moving and moving and moving and moving. When he went to dance with his wife, his first dance, I don't think Toby has knees. I don't think Cody has knees.
Mm-hmm.
I never seen somebody so stiff dance in my life. This dude put his hands on his wife's on her side, and he just do this. Like he was like a little weeble wobble going back and forth. Then he danced with his mom. Nothing changed. Listen, if you dance with your lady and then you dance with your mom, it should be a difference in the dance.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. Same stiff legs, put his hand on the side, and he just weeble wobble back and forth. That's all he did.
Well, credit to Cody Betts. Congratulations to him.
Congrats, Cody.
That's funny. That's funny. Sounds like you had a good time, though.
He cannot dance.
Luckily, you made it back, though. Did you have to drive back, or did you catch a flight back?
Well, I guess we have to drive back.
Yeah, I guess JP's got
to carpet. So, you know, let me just tell you. It's one thing about me is I hate sitting in the passenger seat. Because if you're in the passenger seat.
Well, hold on. Landfill, does it surprise you that Brian Mitchell likes to be in control of the car?
No, but I'm just saying.
No, not even a little bit.
In the passenger seat, I'm going to sleep immediately.
Yeah.
So I feel I'm not any help for the person at that point. But we start driving, and I get to Breezewood, which is 200 and something miles away from there. And then Jay like, man, I could drive. I said, nah, you just stay over there, dog. I'm much more comfortable right here. So we got back in, I think, less than 5 hours.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice and quick trip.
Yeah, and the traffic was a lot better. You know, just I can tell you this. There are some spots leaving Erie, getting closer to Breezewood, where you're going through, it looks like you're driving through the damn clouds.
Mm-hmm.
It gets rather foggy for like a half a mile, then it just clears up. And about 10 miles up the road, it happens again. and again and again. I'm like, well, damn, this is a little bit like Seattle.
Yeah.
You know, people might have some issues up there because that's a little demoralizing.
So when are you going back to visit Erie again?
When I'm flying across and going somewhere else.
When someone else has a wedding up there, no, or something.
When the people that live there complains about it, then guess what? I don't think I need to go back.
Yeah.
I had a great time while I was there.
That's good.
Yeah. That's it.
That's funny. Yeah. It
was cool, though.
I saw JP tweet the picture. I said, oh, this is going to be a great story for Monday.
But it's just, I just don't understand. Like, they canceled the flight. They were trying to tell me, oh, yeah, you'll have a flight credit. I say, flight credit my ass. I want my money back on my credit card.
Yeah.
Well, then they try to make it difficult. You know, so this is an easy bleep you on Thursday, Lavelle. They tell you that you have to fill out a form, send it to them, and request for them to put it back on your card. Well, I don't care what the hell you put in front of me. I'm getting my money on my card because I don't want to have to worry about a flight credit because based off of what I just experienced, you don't like leaving.
Yeah.
You decide when you want to quit. So to hell with you. You know, so I sent that in that same day before I left the airport. And my money is going to be back on my card in another day or two.
So yesterday, I don't know if you had a chance to watch any of the Nats on the road trip as they wrapped up and they're going to come home and take on the Tigers tomorrow. Did you see that James Wood had something happen yesterday, that the last person to have it happen was Barry Bonds? Did you see this? Mm. Four straight intentional walks. Four straight. The Angels said, screw that, we're not pitching to this guy anymore.
The man keeps knocking the ball out the park. I mean, and he's damn good at it. He gets his bat on the ball. He had, like you talk about the exit velocity, he has a ton of that. You don't want to take that chance.
No.
In other words, so when you tell your pitcher to intentionally walk somebody, are you, in other words, telling your pitcher that he sucks?
That, or you're saying there's no one else in this lineup we respect and this guy's really good?
Yeah, but if I'm the pitcher, I'm like, I don't want to walk nobody four times.
The only people in Major League history to be intentionally walked four times in a game, Andre Dawson, Barry Bonds, Roger Maris, Manny Ramirez, Gary Templeton, and yesterday, James Wood.
Wow.
That's pretty special.
That's special stuff, man.
Four times in a row.
I like it.
Final four plate appearances, they said, screw that, go down to first base.
Hey, they talked about him when he was down in the minors, and then all of a sudden he gets up here. He hadn't let you down.
Well, and another thing that Spencer Nussbaum tweeted out that I thought was interesting is generally when you're a young guy, you're either going to get a day off just because you've hit a little bit of a slump because you're struggling a little bit, so kind of reset your mind. We saw that with Dylan Cruz before he got injured. Couple of days just kind of reset his mind, or just a routine day off mixed in there. Since James Wood has been called up, which was July 1st of last year, he's played in every single game.
See, some people have a mindset like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go. Cal Ripken, There are people, even in football, you know, there are guys that refuse to not be there. And for him to be doing that, growing up in the era that they have today where people look for every excuse not to go do their job,
mm-hmm.
you know, it should be commended. Because if you can stand at the plate and swing the bat, you may have an ache or a little pain here or there, but if you can still swing the bat, you go out there and you play, don't you?
100%.
But most guys don't have that mindset. Most guys are looking for a way to get the most money possible while doing the least amount of damn work. So, I like James Wood. Really. Because I like seeing people that are going to go and play. In all essence, it's just a damn game you're playing. Yes, it's a business, but you're getting paid to play a game that you love. So it's kind of, you can't really, we call it work. I don't think I worked those 14 years I played. I had fun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%. And it's kind of cool, B-Mitch. He crossed the 162 career game mark over the weekend. He's now played 163 games. And when you compare his first 162 to two of the other phenom outfielders, left-handed hitters that have come through D.C., Bryce Harper, Juan Soto,
mm-hmm.
very similar numbers. So through 162 games for James Wood, 31 homers, the same amount as Bryce Harper and Juan Soto, 105 RBIs, 166 hits, and an .859 OPS. Bryce Harper had 31 homers, like I said, 77 RBIs, so almost 30 fewer. Had just a few more hits, 9 hits, and his OPS was slightly higher at .873. Juan Soto had the highest OPS of them at .921, had just 5 more hits, and had 2 more RBIs.
Mm.
Like, that's about the same as those guys.
So let's just hope this one thing, that he signed to play here for the rest of his career and not go somewhere else.
They should be knocking on his door every day.
Yeah.
And I know he's a Boris guy, but he's from the area. His parents are at every home game.
People can knock Scott Boras all they want. Scott Boras.
Well, he does what the players want.
Is here to make his players get the most, or get what they deserve at that moment.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to pay it, he go to a team that wants to pay it. Don't get mad at Scott Boras because the owner may be not doing what he's supposed to do, you know, or whatever. I think that every guy that came in here, we could have signed him and kept him if we wanted
100%.
To. 100%. We chose not to.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, Soto got offered $400-some million. He turned it down, and he doesn't look like an idiot because he ends up with 700 plus.
Yeah, he got 700 plus, you know, and he was able to get it. He didn't have to get it deferred.
Exactly. So
one thing about it, don't tell me I'm going to give you this, but you got to wait 15 years to get it.
Well, and you understand when a guy hires Scott Boras, you're not going to get him at a discount.
No.
And
well, that's how every agent's reputation should be that. I don't want to hire an agent and they go, well, man, you get this guy, he's always going to side with the team and get you a team-friendly deal. I don't want you to be my damn agent. Hey, I want the agent that's going to go out there and be a ball buster.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, get what I deserve and let's move forward. It's not like anybody got what they didn't deserve. Based off of what their stats were, how they were playing, and the projection, they got exactly what they were supposed to get. If you are, like, that's just like guys that want to play poker or play in a golf game against you, Toby. And if your going bet is $100 a hole, they can't come in and say, we're going to play $2 a hole.
Yeah.
It's a waste of your time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't want to deal with Scott Boras, go over to the Muni and play with those guys. Stop trying to go over to Congressional and play with those guys. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely. We'll get back into the Nats coming up at 11 o'clock. Barry Svrluga going to join us from the Washington Post. Coming up at noon, we got the Mouth of the South, Fred Smoot, joining us. At 1
He's
o'clock,
the mouth of everywhere.
Well, that's true. Stephen Weinerle going to join us at 1 o'clock, give us the thoughts on the Capitals draft. Next, if you want to hop in on the phone lines, feel free, 800-636-1067. I know the Junkies kind of hit on this morning. Saquon Barkley made some comments about the Washington Commanders, saying they were paying attention to how Washington celebrated after they beat them. I don't get all that stuff, but apparently it fueled their win. Whatever, man. We'll play those remarks from Saquon Barkley next.
I'll tell you what fueled their win.
What? Going to the Super Bowl?
No, I'll tell you a few they win later on.
If you want to hop in, feel free, 800-636-1067. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.